Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton, joined by Paul Perillo, and today for our free agent tracker, we're talking about the defense. Two linebackers, one very veteran defensive end. You've got Brandon Spikes, Dane Fletcher, and Andre Carter. Now, you know, Brandon Spikes kind of ended the year not maybe the best way on IR. Dane Fletcher, I think, had a great year, you know, after not playing last year. Then you've got Andre Carter, defensive end. Brings that veteran experience, but is his time up here? What will happen to these guys in free agency?
Well, I wouldn't be surprised to see all three of these guys gone, to be honest with you. I think Brandon Spikes' situation, a little bit cloudy there at the end. He got put on IR. There were some reports that indicated that maybe it wasn't just health-related and that he had maybe missed a day of work and was late or, a lot of stuff that we don't, you know, behind closed doors that we don't really know about. But to me, the bottom line with Spikes is he's really a run-stuffing linebacker. He's not a guy that I don't think Belichick has a lot of confidence in on every down. And I think that, you know, the way Dante Hightower specifically came on at the end of the season, I think allows you that flexibility if you want to move him inside full-time. Right. Jamie Collins made some strides late in the year.
Jamie Collins really
Gerard Mayo
case
coming
for
back, Jackie. Right. So I think your linebackers, your starting linebackers, those are the three I see going forward. I see Spikes getting a contract offer and probably leaving. Fletcher is a guy I think he does a terrific job on special teams, and he can fill in on a pinch. But if someone wants to pay him money to be a starting linebacker, he'd probably go too. Carter, like you said, good veteran presence. I think he's a great leader. Yeah. He has said the only team that he wants to play for is the Patriots. So if his career continues, it will be here. I would be shocked if it were anywhere else. But at this point, I think you probably can find a better backup pass rusher, and I think that's a spot that the Patriots need to fill next year.
I would not be surprised, actually, to see Andre Carter come back. He's an old guy,
but I don't think
he plays like an old guy. I mean, I think that this guy still has not a lot in the tank, but I think that he can still make those plays.
A lot of respect for Andre Carter, and I agree with you. I think that he's obviously in tremendous condition.
Right.
I mean, there's a lot of guys in that locker room.
It's always too soon to tell. That's how we play around here.
We have a lot more shows to do between now and then.
Yeah. All right, well, that'll wrap it up for Paul and myself. We'll see you guys next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.